Now we'll move on to some letters to the Evening News this week. Paul Milner of Sheringham writes about the current discussion on proposals to curb smoking. The government is introducing painless legislation to prevent youngsters taking up smoking. In the UK, around 80,000 deaths a year are attributable to smoking, more than twice that associated to obesity. To me, that sounds like a great idea, and yet, bizarrely, there is a tranche of people who say this is a bad idea. Apparently it won't work, and worse, it impinges on our freedom of choice. Of course, such aberration is not new. The same mindset was enforced back in 1973, when crash helmets became compulsory for bikers, and again in 1983, when the car seatbelt law came into force. The shout went up, freedom of choice. I suppose those against a smoking ban for young people would say we should rescind the crash helmet and seatbelt laws, freedom of choice and all that. Like many teenagers, I started smoking at school. It was the grown-up, cool thing to do. Unbelievably, we even rated having a smoker's cough, spitting, and nicotine-stained fingers. We didn't give much thought to those old blokes coughing and wheezing their way to work. After all, we were only 15, but by the time we reached 16, nicotine had us hooked. Smelly smoker's breath, coughing, and BO followed. Last year, 1,633 people were killed on UK roads. This is regarded as unacceptable. And yet some are content to let our kids take up a habit which kills 80,000 people a year. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? OK, I admit it. I'm an ex-smoker. Gave up 60 years ago. My GP, I still know her, tells me I would have died panting and coughing many years ago had I not.
We have elections coming up, including the election of a police and crime commissioner for the county. Robert Schloter of Norwich doubts this role adds anything to policing, as he writes, "Since police and crime commissioner elections started in 2012, I have diligently spoiled my voting paper by stating, we should not have police commissioners. Let's go back to county council police committees and save millions. With the next elections on May the 2nd, I tried Google for a view on what use police commissioners are, but could find only information prepared by police, police commissioner organisations and nothing impartial or independent. Can anyone point to useful work done by police commissioners which has really made a positive difference and which would not have happened anyway without them? An investigation and report in this paper would be welcomed by me and, I suspect, many others."
Still on the subject of law and order, Linda Miller of Dereham is amazed at what she sees as the justice system's failure to punish offenders sufficiently. Reading about the very serious offence committed by the driver who crashed through the level crossing barrier, he was sent a letter by the police. Really? I bet that really scared him. Alongside sentences handed out recently, as reported in the paper, for example, someone who stole goods worth over £300 from B&M's receiving a sentence of 1 day, as they'd only been in the country for 1 month. I'm lost for words, and that's unusual. Well, I'm just off to do a spot of shoplifting. I know I won't be prosecuted, so may as well.
Glyn Linder of Frettenham criticises the Football Association for their recent decision to do away with FA Cup replays. "I see the Football Association have finally wrecked the FA Cup and effectively reduced it to a run-of-the-mill competition, with the ending of replays from next season, with many ties in future being decided by the lottery that they call a penalty shootout. The smaller clubs are, quite rightly, incensed by this decision, which will end their chances of lucrative replays against bigger clubs. The decision is simply pandering to the Premier League, with the increase in the number of places up for grabs in the Champions League from next season. The magic of the FA Cup has been eroded over the years with the gradual reduction of replays. Also, the semi-finals being taken away from grounds like Villa Park and being played at Wembley has reduced the unique experience of the day out at the Cup final, as fans of the finalists will have already been there only a few weeks before. Closer to home, a fact often overlooked in the famous 1959 FA Cup run was that Norwich City had no less than four replays. Had this ludicrous no-replay rule been in place then, the Cup run may never have happened. They could easily have gone out to Swindon in round two if the lottery had gone against them.